Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Walden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Welcome to episode 168 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
It's Paying the Rent Week.
It is, finally, for both of us.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. Have we?
No.
Yeah, so, but quite a bit of stuff going on. And busy, busy time.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent?
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
So, you got a show coming up, right?
I do. I do have a show coming up, yes. I'm involved in a three-person version of Oedipus Rex to be performed inside the Parthenon in Centennial Park in Nashville, Tennessee.
You're going to have to kiss yourself?
Yeah. One of my students asked, are you going to play Jocasta? I said, yeah, probably Oedipus and maybe Tiresias and everybody else.
Yeah, more than likely. There's quite a few more than three in the show.
It's going to be another one of those kind of 2 weeks of and a half to 4 hours rehearsal. And
then a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
God help you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he's kind of cut it down, he says. But still, I mean, it's the show's in Nashville. We're going to rehearse in Murfreesboro and in Suwanee.
Okay. All right.
So it's a little bit of everything.
Wow. Do you know how much time you get in the space when you actually get?
Just a couple of days. Couple days. And I just noticed we open on Friday the 13th.
Nice.
Yeah,
at least you're not doing the Scottish play.
Yeah.
Opening on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've
had 7 o'clock at night.
We've had our experiences with the Scottish
right.
play.
Yeah, we have.
This year. but yeah, so it runs Friday the 13th, 14th, 15th of November. And then we go back 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Cool.
It'll be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So come on out. I don't know about ticket prices yet. I haven't got that far.
Cool.
But I'll let you know.
I mean, other than just doing it at the Parthenon, is there some kind of a festival or some kind of a...
I don't know. I mean, no, it's the Parthenon's bringing this in. So I don't know in conjunction to why they just periodically...
Just do art.
Yeah. You know, Wesley Payne, she runs the place over there. In the
Parthenon. Right, I forgot that.
Likes theater every once in a while.
There you go.
So that's what I'm up to. What do you got now?
Well, first of all, we should say that as we record this, we're about to go into the closing performance of the Fresh Person Showcase.
Yeah.
Here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University.
You did very well.
Thank
you. That was very good.
Thank you. And one of those shows that, against all odds, it's a mystery, but it came to fruition, and we had a really good performance last night. Against all odds,
and it's not against all odds because the kids aren't good and aren't working. It's just there's been a lot of other
fates,
stuff.
The fates were conspiring against us.
A lot of
the kids really have worked
punting on some issues.
You can probably go back a couple episodes and hear us talk about that, I guess. But we started out doing the Scottish play, and then due to circumstances beyond our control, that turned out to be not a possibility. So then we threw together a evening of Shakespeare, which turned into the Seven Deadly Sins, which we have since called Some Things Wicked.
Right.
And like I said, it's with not being able to get into the performance space until tech night.
Right.
And we only had, what, 3 or 4 hours to tech, really?
Well, yeah.
That's technically what we had, I guess.
Yeah.
And everything. So anyway, that's the final showing of that is tonight. So I'll see Brick Lake to everybody. And
yeah, and kudos and good job.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And to thank all those who donated to the Dale McGilliard Scholarship Fund. That was very nice of them.
Yes, very much so. But I have spent all day sitting in this chair talking into this microphone.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I booked an audiobook.
All right.
And I've never done one before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not officially, professionally. My grandfather wrote a book a couple of years ago, and I sat down and recorded it for him. That was the only time I've ever done anything remotely similar to it. This is not the same thing.
A closet audiobooking, were you?
Yeah, it was a little closet audiobooking. Yeah. It's a nonfiction. I guess I can talk the title and stuff. I'm not sure when it's going to be. I'm recording it for audible.com, okay. Which if you're not familiar with them, it's basically audiobooks for your iPod, essentially, rather than having to buy them on CD and, you know, switch out the CDs all the time. You can download the audiobooks in digital format from them, and they go directly to your iPod or whatever device it is that you want and play from there. Usually at like 7 hours at a chunk.
Wow.
You know, so you've got 7 hours of nonstop audio before they break it up into another file, you know, so you're not having to switch it out every 70 minutes with a CD, which is nice. It's actually a really cool, it's a really cool thing. Do you do audiobooks that much? Do you listen to audiobooks?
No, I prefer reading.
Yeah, I don't read anymore. I don't believe in it.
I believe it or not, I actually like to hold the book.
Do you?
Yeah.
I still do too, but.
And flip the pages.
No,
yeah.
I
dog ear my plays.
No, see, now that I will not stand for.
I know I'm very last century in my book reading.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy you a bookmark for Christmas or like a pack of them.
Yeah.
No, I'll
lose those. I just dog ear, move on.
Okay, dog ear the bookmarks and then move on. No, it's an interesting thing. We enjoy audiobooks. Beck and I do, and I mean we both enjoy reading as well. But every now and then we just, you know, we like to listen to an audiobook. And we used to, when we were traveling a lot, we would put them on in the car and. You know, have them in the background and stuff. But this one is called Philosophy in the Twilight Zone.
Philosophy in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. And it's a collection of essays about the, stay with me here, but the philosophy in the Twilight Zone, in the television show, The Twilight Zone.
Wow.
And so
does he break it down by like certain philosophers or
no, it's not even like that. Like the first chapter that I just read was sort of a biography and mini history of Rod Serling and his career as an author,
mm-hmm.
And a writer. But it also deals with stuff like having to deal with all of the controversial issues of the time. They were being censored by their sponsors, you know, because it would be called the Kodak Hour or the,
right, sure,
you know, whatever, U.S. Steel Theater or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sponsors basically had ultimate control. They could read the scripts beforehand and say, I'm not going to talk about this. And the idea behind it was, is that if the sponsors were going at it from the standpoint of if anything would offend anyone,
right,
then it wouldn't make the show.
Gotcha.
He wrote one of his shows on the Emmett Till case.
Oh, okay.
But it leaked. It got leaked out that that's what he was doing. And all of a sudden, all across the South, this was 1954, I think it was, all across the South, you had people from all over the place writing, saying that they're going to boycott, not watch the show. They're going to stop buying U.S. Steel products. They're going to do blah, 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 blah. And so U.S. Steel panicked and caused him to change the entire script.
Mm-hmm.
And those things like that, like a background and stuff like that. It's cool. Really, really, really cool. The rest of the essays are going to be dealing with more like stuff like the different taking a specific episode and looking at its philosophical approach to life in general and, you know, the human condition and all that other stuff. So I'm actually really excited about it. it's intimidating, though.
Yeah.
You know, because it's 8.5 hours worth of audio. And so literally I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. It's about 6 o'clock at night and I've been talking to this microphone almost nonstop. So, and now I'm talking to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I don't have a link for it yet, obviously, but
to audible.com.
Yeah, we can link to Audible. That's for sure. And when the book actually is completed and, you know, post-produced and all that stuff in the studio, wherever they do that, maybe we can link back to it again and update it. Cause it's fun. It's good money if you're an actor.
Yeah.
It's pretty good money. So, that's my newest gig.
Oh, cool.
wow. After reading stuff all day, I'm having trouble improvising.
that's not just today.
No, okay, right, true. Touche. Touche. Oh, man.
I mean, I understand the brain.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'm
dead
just,
against
I mean,
the wall.
Yeah, I'm going to have to close this because, you know, my eyes are. I would read so many times. I would get to a point where I'd be reading along, and I mean, you know how it is when I'm talking, I'll get to a point. Spot in a sentence where I'm like, I don't know what I was just saying. Mm-hmm. And I go back and I'd reread the sentence like 12 times, and it was like, I know that's English, but it does not make sense to me. And I would put the headphones down, turn the recorder off, go walk around for a second, come back, and oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but I just, you know, it's a ton of fun, and we're doing it all in the podcast studio here.
Yeah, Studios 316B.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my gig. I'll keep you posted as to how it's going because I have to have it finished. And I mean, all my local edits done and everything and sent to for post-production as of Monday. Not day after tomorrow, but I think the 11th, mm-hmm. I think is the day. Mm-hmm. So it's all got to be uploaded and done by then. I have no idea when it'll be posted online. So.
Wow. Well, cool. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I hope so. Ask me in a week.
When you're dreaming of Rod Serling.
Yeah, right. It's really neat though, because I got to do a lot of stuff. I got to, like, if I came across a character name or something like that I wasn't sure how to pronounce, and it was from the Twilight Zone, get on YouTube, and all of a sudden there's the episode,
mm-hmm.
and you can just listen to it. Okay, cool. Now I know how to pronounce it. There we go. So it's kind of neat. There's all kind of resources to use.
Sweet.
Cool. All right, let's go get ready for the show.
All righty.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so let's
thank you.
Thank ourselves.
Thank me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And thank you, too.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we should thank both of us.
Right, collectively for coming
yeah,
in.
And yeah. For the, yeah. And for the, you know, the update on the third-person showcase.
Right. Stuff. Yeah. We did a lot to thank ourselves for.
We really do.
Yeah.
And I'll catch you on the back. Sweet. No, I mean on the back. Not the back side. I might do that, too, but maybe after the show.
Oh, minx. Lude minx.
Lude minx. So yeah, there it is. Next week, who knows what we're going to do. Just like always. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.